Hey everyone, I just wanted to take a moment to say thank you so much for all of the support and for all of the messages. It's great to have all of our new listeners, and congratulations to all the new college graduates that will be graduating in December. Today we have a very special podcast with Andrew, who you guys are going to learn to love, where Andrew was a college senior football athlete, while also during that time was able to get 2 job offers and break into medical device sales a month before he graduated. And so I'm really excited to bring you today's episode, but I just want to say thank you to everyone who's reaching out to us on LinkedIn. If you don't have a LinkedIn, you're definitely going to need one, so make sure to use that. And you can also add us at Jacob McLaughlin or New to Medical Device Sales there. Always happy to connect with you all. Also, I just want to always state, if you guys heard that I am a part of any other coaching program, I apologize. I am not. I am only a part of New to Medical Device Sales, so I always have to make sure to state that now. And then also, I want you all to know, if you are very interested in our course, our average person is breaking in 8.2 weeks at $94,478 in 2023. The thing I just want to let you know is we're having a lot of improvements and exciting things happen here in the new year. But with all of that and all of the success that we're going to be able to show that we have done and already completed, the price will be going up. And so I just wanted to let you know right now that this will be the final month. The price is what it is because it will now be increasing in the future. So if you're interested in breaking into medical device sales, want to be a part of the journey, as you can see from all the free podcasts that we've put out over the last year and a half of people from our course that have broken and all the testimonial videos on our website. Again, I just want you all to know, I don't want a dollar from you, don't need a dollar from you, because I'm still in medical device sales and that's how we do it. Again, I'm just here to give you as much free content and as much value as possible. So thank you so much for all of the support. If you can press that like and subscribe button, it would mean the world to me. A 5-star review helps us grow this channel. And if you can share this with somebody that you think would be helpful, I would love that. And lastly, if you guys get value from this, would love for you to tag me on LinkedIn so I can comment on your stuff. I can also just start sharing you guys into my network. It would be an awesome opportunity for you all. So wanted to say thank you so much for the support, and let's get into today's episode.
Welcome back to New to Medical Device Sales. I am your host, Jacob McLaughlin, and today I have an absolute stud coming to you guys to be able to show you what it takes to really break into medical device sales before you graduate. But not only doing that, while playing football, while having success there, while working internships and all the above. And so today we get the pleasure of having Andrew, I already messed it up, Andrew. Just say your name right now.
Andrew Sheehan.
You guys, if you listen to this, you will know I suck with last names. I'm working on it. I'm from Iowa, closed world. So I'm trying to continue to grow on that. But real quick, before we get going with Andrew, I do want to just show you guys, I have a Field of Faith shirt on. Just going back to, that's one of the nonprofits that we partner with. Their mission is they work with kids in the foster care system, and then they'll actually like go take them out hiking, hunting, how to shoot a bow, camping, all this stuff, and just working, putting positive role models in these kids' lives. And so again, just want you all to know that's something that's big on my heart is, again, we're a company and we're a program that's all about giving back. And so I'm just super proud and also showing it off because it's a very comfy shirt. But I just wanted to put that before we get started. But now let's get into it. This is Andrew's show. Andrew, I already messed up your name because I just stink and I talk too much. But tell us a little bit about yourself, man.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me. It's crazy to finally be here. I know like the first time I listened to podcasts was, I mean, probably towards the later half of the pandemic. And I mean, through that and through finally like taking the course and everything, I mean, it's weird finally being here, but I'm so happy to give my story and have everybody here. And hopefully it helps people along the way.
It's going to help a lot of people because you definitely earned it. So let's get into it.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, I mean, a little bit about me. So I'm 23 years old. I go to Johns Hopkins University right now. So I'm in Baltimore, Maryland. It's a very different environment than being in New York, but, you know, loving it nonetheless. Currently a college football player here. We're actually still in playoffs. So, I mean, if anyone wants anything to do on Saturday, we'll still be playing. So excited about that. Before this, I was a pre-med student. I came from that clinical background. And after learning about what the medical device industry is and ultimately learning that there's so many different paths that you can go down, and if you really have a lot of goals that you're dead set on, you can crush them in this industry and get into it immediately. Wanted to make that shift. I was happy enough to find the course, and here I am now.
I love it, man. And yeah, we have so much to dive in, but what you guys are going to hear in Andrew's story is he's somebody who just takes action. He doesn't make excuses. The first time I talked to him back in the summer, like, I knew this guy was going to just be an absolute killer, and he's continued to just crush it. As you guys hear, the thing we're going to talk about, and we'll dive in a little more, but the thing I get on is a lot of calls with people who are like, oh, I think I want to do it, or yeah, it sounds good. But then they come up with every excuse in the book, right? And this is what I can just tell you. If you are that way, good luck. Good luck, not in just med device sales, good luck in life. Because there's going to be people like myself, there's going to be people like Andrew who aren't going to wait, who aren't going to make excuses. They just do it. I was just telling Andrew, but before this, we got on a quick call. I just ice bathed right before this, or cold plunge, or whatever you want to call it. And I do it every morning. And like we were talking about, the reason I do it, I have to literally turn my brain off, because I know most people will never do that. I don't want to do it. But then you just turn your brain off and you get in and freezing cold, and I just sit there and I'm like, it is what it is, right? You just take action and do it. Now, again, I'm not telling you guys to go jump in a cold lake, but the reason I'm saying all this to you is there's people, there's doers, and then there's procrastinators. And Andrew's a big doer. And so, Andrew, like, even just share, when I talked to you, you were doing an internship while playing college football in the summer because you had the time off, but you still have workouts I know you got to do. Just share that story about kind of there first, and then from there, what got you interested in med device sales?
Absolutely. Yeah. So actually, it was a little bit different of a shift. So for me, I came from that largely like on the route to be in a clinical, obviously still in school and everything in my undergrad, and being a pre-med student, I'm nothing like the people that had 7 years plus of nursing experience. But for me, with this summer and trying to take advantage of knowing that I wanted to be in the industry, looked for a business internship and looked for a sales internship. I found one to work with largely technical appliances. So it was with lab equipment, which is a background that I came in before with a research background. But yeah, so I was, you know, taking some 2 master's classes over the summer, so that way I'd finish up for this semester. Working full time, I was covering the Mid-Atlantic region as a sales intern, I guess. So kind of like a mini associate is what I like to say for during my interviews and everything. But you know, I'm big on just saying, like, what better time than now? And if something is important, then you'll make the time for it. So ultimately, that was what made me want to pull the trigger and say, this is the time to do the course. And that was, yeah, you actually called me when I was doing a workout. I was on the field, and that's when you were like, hey, is this something right for you? And I was like, I'm going to make it right.
Yeah, I love it, man. And then so do that. That's one thing I want to touch on, because you and I've talked about this, and that's when I knew you were committed, right? There's so many people I'll text right now. Like when I did this, there were so many days I was a personal trainer, but like there were so many days I had a 12-minute workout because I wanted to work out. And then somebody would call me that I reached out to, and then it spent 34 minutes. And then I only had 6 minutes before my next client. Right. And so there were so many sacrifices that I did. The reason I'm saying that is you were on a workout and you're like, I'm going to make it work. And let's do this. Right. Compared to, I talk to so many human beings who are like, hey, I'm doing this. Can I just call you when it works for me? And I'm like, yeah, sure you can. And I probably will never pick up again, because you asked for my time, you asked for my advice, and now I'm trying to give it to you, which, just so you know, we're all very busy human beings, but I would tell you I'm a very busy human being. And so if it's kind of like that verse of like one shot and done, like I'll give people opportunities, but like for your example, like when you're doing that workout, I'm not gonna do it, because also there's a difference between you doing a workout with coaches and other players and you have to be there, compared to everyone just at the gym listening to their own music and they're like, oh, I'm just going to go do this, right? So that was number one. I knew you were going to be very good at this. But then can you kind of just tell us about your process? Because most people, I want everyone to hear, you went to college during this. And then just so you all know, he joined the course and was in the course while he's playing football doing this. And then he didn't make an excuse of why he can't watch office hours, why he couldn't go through the course, why he couldn't do it, why he was going through everything. So can you just kind of talk about that process for you? Because here you are sitting, you got 2 job offers before you even graduate, and you still have a month left of school. So just just share that experience.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. So for me, I mean, I knew that this was something I was interested in, and I was listening to the podcast during last school year. And it was for me realizing, like, I was hopping on calls with people and trying to do the bit of networking that, you know, from what I was putting together from the course, like trying to do things on my own. I was getting a lot of the responses of like, dude, you're a college athlete, you're in school, you're at a pretty good school, like you have everything together. And then we weren't really getting those in-depth conversations that you would really hear about when you have those networking calls, when you're guided on how to network in the course. So I knew like that was going to be a tremendous asset for me. So for me, going from that, I was like, all right, well, I got to dive a little bit deeper. Ultimately, like knowing that I get that coaching and the endless resources what made me want to do the course. But yeah, I mean, as you had mentioned, with being very stringent on your time, those 12-minute workouts, that's kind of been me to a T. Having workouts, my days pretty much start at 4 and 5 a.m., similar to yours. And networking calls, like I had tried to do the best that I can with keeping on schedule. And obviously, like I give a lot of credit to those who helped me along the way with being flexible, because I know sometimes I was a bit rigid. But yeah, I mean, working a lot of hours, like 20 hours to 30 hours during the week, during the school year, plus coursework, which I mean, taking like a full course load is obviously a lot. And in season, it definitely makes the time very, very scarce, but you know, you get to be very effective with your time. And that's something that I definitely learned with the course, which was huge. And then with that too, I mean, having the course resources, they're available to you 24/7. And so for me, it's like, if you're willing to put in that time to do it, whether it be at night, early in the morning, midday, if you could fit in watching the modules, if you could fit in a quick phone call with people, and then just fit in, maybe it might be when you're walking around, you're listening to office hours or having everything make out. I mean, the time is yours and you have all the resources in the world for every possible thing. And I mean, that was huge for me. It's like, if there is a question that you have, it is buried somewhere in the course. Like there are so many videos and honestly, like there's hundreds upon thousands of hours and everything. I probably didn't even get to everything, but I mean, for me, I got everything I wanted answered. And that was just because like, if you look further enough into it, you'll find everything you need.
Yeah. And man, that's where I just want to tell you, like I told him off, but I'm just going to let you guys all know, and I will state this on record so I can go back in 5 years and say I was right. That Andrew is going to be so, so successful in this industry. He's going to make a lot of money and he's going to make a lot of big impact, because what you just saw is he doesn't make excuses. Like I say, there's people who will make excuses or the people who just get it done. Right. And if there's anyone who had every excuse not to do this, it was Andrew. He's doing workouts. He's working full time to try to put himself to just to pay bills and stuff. And then he's also going through a full Division I in or a football program. Most of you will never I did strength and conditioning, but most of you will never understand the life of a Division I athlete, right? Like that, like he said, 4 or 5, like 5 a.m. workouts for an hour, hour and a half. Then you got to go to class. Then you got individuals. Then you actually have real practice. Then you got to actually go to study hall. Then you actually got to eat at some point. Then you actually got to do homework. And then you got to study for tests. And then you got to go. And now it's 10 o'clock at night and your butt's getting up at 5 a.m. again tomorrow. You know what I mean? Like, most people will never understand that. And through all of that, you were still working and finding time for the course. And that's why, number one, we just put it, it's all self-paced. That's why I did it, because I used to be a personal trainer working 14-hour days. I thought of people like that. It's why we've had nurses overnight. They can do it, all this stuff. But two is, you just got it done. And that's the biggest thing I just have to compliment you on, is that's why I know you're going to be great. Because you're not going to make excuses. You're not going to say why this. You take extreme ownership and you're like, this is my outcome for my life. This is what I want to live. So I'm going to go make it happen. And it's why you're going to do very, very well, my man, in this industry. And so what I wanted to also just talk to you about is, you got 2 offers from top companies in medical device sales at 23 years old. While you're still in college, man, like you haven't even graduated yet. Now you've got to those opportunities to have offers, be able to leverage those offers to make more money, do that. Can you kind of tell us what that process was like, going through the interview process at 23 while doing school and life and everything you're going through while trying to get ready for the playoffs?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. And honestly, with that, you know, one analogy that I really thought of, because I know you like to give a lot of basketball analogies, obviously coming from your background.
Yeah.
You know, the football analogy that I like to give is, you know, there's countless meetings that we have and we watch so much film of yourself and so much film of your opponents. But honestly, the main goal of film that you're trying to watch specifically for football, I mean, offense, defense doesn't really matter, is you're trying to see what, if you lay something out or if someone else has lined something else before, like what someone else or what an opponent is going to do and how the reaction is going to be. And then you can kind of see like, okay, if this is what's going to happen, then that's what's going to happen, et cetera, et cetera. And honestly, that's kind of what a game plan is. I have a feeling that if I do this, they'll do that, et cetera. And like, that's just how game plan works. And I don't want to get too in the weeds of it. I know obviously like you can talk about football forever and you can talk about basketball forever, but yeah, that's what the course helps with, is just to have a game plan and just to have every possible scenario, or at least most of them, in your head and worked out. So that way, you know, when you're in interviews, it's confident, you know what you're looking for. And also you can kind of see what they're offering and also like what the actual opportunity is to make sure it makes sense for you. So for me, I mean, interviewing, it was a huge advantage to have the course just to know kind of like what these companies are looking for and how that you can speed up that process or use that leverage, whether it be saying that, you know, you're already in a couple of interview processes, which is something that I picked up in the course. But other things along the way, just to speed things up. And maybe if one offers, then you can kind of see, you know, where are we truly at with another one? And
yep.
There's a lot of nitty gritties in there in terms of that stuff and in terms of getting like the money to where I was very comfortable with. And
yep.
And I'm very proud of saying that leveraging definitely helped. But yeah, I mean, that was huge. So I was definitely looking at those big companies as, you know, some a big advantage to have the resources to trainings, as well as just, you know, having a name recognition for a young guy to be able to go somewhere and make a statement in an area. And both of them were good opportunities that they gave just from my networking experiences. I was able to see kind of like what the market share is in each area and see like what I'm getting into truly at the end of the line.
Yeah.
So I knew that it was an opportunity for me, that there was a lot of growth professionally as well as personally to get into the area. But yeah, I mean, the interviews, it was a lot of time management, everything to get them through. And I'm really happy that I was able to talk to everybody in the areas prior to that, to get a sense of like, you know, what I'm truly getting myself into, what the competitors are like, what they're like in each area. And that's when I realized that the opportunities themselves were pretty much the same. They were different divisions. I was very interested in both and I took both of them seriously. But eventually when it came to getting an offer from one, you kind of tell that one to the other and then the processes itself. And, you know, having that initial game plan through the course and everything, allowed me to, you know all those skills and have that in the back of my mind. Cause obviously for me, this is my first job.
Yeah.
Like this is my first interview process of a job, like interviewing for an internship. I mean, they're just trying to make sure that you're a good person and, yeah. You're gonna provide value and that this is kind of like meeting an end goal for you. But this is like, I mean, they're really harping on you and jumping on your neck. And like you said, like they're trying to punch you in the face over and over again and see how you take it. But seeing how other people did and seeing what people's reactions were during the course, whether it be through the mock calls and seeing how those interview processes went just from that. And also just seeing kind of like how people reported back from their questions and how they reported back from their interview processes. For me, that was huge to just soak that in like a sponge. I mean, like, I don't have a lot of experience with that just because this is, I mean, the first real job experience. So it kind of a fake it till you make it, but I mean, it didn't feel like I was faking it because I had seen so many other people from so many different backgrounds.
Yep.
And also seeing like from their backgrounds, if there was something that, you know, a way that they phrased something of how they could provide value that I had maybe in the back of my head. And I was like, oh, I never thought of it that way. And that's just an advantage of seeing how other people are going through the course too.
Exactly.
Those are beneficial for me.
I love that, man. And yeah, the reason I just want to say that is that that's so good for you guys all to hear. Number one, like that's why we do the mock interviews, mock role plays. We've done this a million times. I already know what they're going to ask you guys, no matter what your background is, how old you are, because if you're 23, you're too young. If you're 45, you're too old, right? Like it doesn't matter, but we get people hired at all ages of all backgrounds, right? And you just have to be able to do that. But one thing is what I love about it is our community. You get to see other people, you get to see other people going through that process because like you got to see someone who's already in a fourth round. Well, you were going to be there and now you don't, it's not the first time and you're not hearing these questions for the first time. And how did they answer it? And you can be thinking, maybe this is how I would answer it. Or they say something that you're like, oh, that's a great point. Right. And we're going to coach you through that process. But yeah, that's number one thing I want to say there is just because we want to provide you guys the most value. Cause like we said, we've done this enough and we know what they're looking for. Number two, though, the one thing I did want to just state on something that you said was when you're talking about going through like these big companies, they are trying to punch you in the face. They are trying to tell you, again, going back to you, like, and this is what we just have to be candid with. Like, we're not going to say the actual salary, but you make more than most Americans. You're 23 years old now, right? Like your starting salary and where you're at is more than the average American, just so you all know, only makes like 55 grand, 60 grand. So like, that's a cool thing for you, Andrew. It's like, this is the smallest amount of money you'll ever make in your life, but also like it's more than most Americans. And the reason I'm saying that to you all for you to hear this is they're about to invest anywhere from $250,000 to $500,000 on you guys. And I've said this a million times, but I'm going to say it one more time because they're going to hire you, give you the best benefits, probably give you a car or a car stipend, all this other stuff. Then they're going to actually send you to training. Then they're actually going to give you the devices and stuff, the actual equipment that you need. Then they actually are going to have to plan that you probably don't make them a dollar for the first 6 to 12 months, right? That's how these companies do. So they want to make sure that they're getting the right person, hence why it is so competitive. But when you can come in, you can have that confidence, hence what we're doing to help you guys. So you already know it's not the first time. Going back to your whole game film, that's what the mock interview was for you, right? You're watching game film on how to do it. You get to go do it. Then you can go back and watch it on yourself and be like, oh, I could have answered this a little different. So you have the confidence to go back onto it. So the one thing I'll just say on that game film part, that's, I'm an athlete. There's a reason we record our stuff and let you guys go back and watch and all this stuff is you're exactly what you said. It's all about the game plan and, oh, how does this work? Here's that. But welcome to my friends. What I've never played it in real life, but I'm thinking I'm probably going to, if I ever went all in on it, I probably could be pretty good. We play chess, not checkers. And I'll tell you why all you are losing. You're all trying to play checkers. You're all trying to do 1-2 jumps, right? It's not. This is all about chess. It's all about strategic moves. And welcome to medical device sales. It's what Andrew alluded to before this was when I go see a surgeon, again, teaching you guys how to break in, doing the job to get the job. I'm teaching you guys how to be successful once you're in the job. But like when I go see a surgeon, I'm not going to be like, let's just see what happens. No, I've already thought out the four things that are probably going to come out and I'm already have answers for all of them. And guess what? Then I'm going to try to lead them into where I want it to go, AKA playing chess. And guess what? Sometimes they're going to have a move that you didn't expect. Okay, then you got to go on the fly. But that's why our people win. That's why our people who break in are successful because we're teaching you how to be successful because you can't just go wing it. You have to come strategic and you have to go moves no different than when I'm making deals or big deals. I can't just be like, well, I hope I'm prepared. No, I'm already prepared and I already know the 15 questions that they're going to ask. And I've already done this before, right? And so that's what I just wanted to touch on. I'm so glad that you've gotten so much value from the course. No, like we've talked about, this is just the beginning for you, but I want you all to hear that. And just real quick, I don't want you to say the actual divisions and all that stuff, but who are the two companies that you were interviewing with?
Yeah, Stryker and Zimmer.
All right, my friends, Stryker and Zimmer. The reason I wanted you to say that, we're not going to go in all the detail because everyone else is like, I hear from Stryker and Zimmer. They're like, I want to go Stryker or Zimmer's where I want, you know what I mean? Yeah. And you're 23, you got both offers at all those, leverage those offers, make more money than the average American. And now you're going to go and just crush it, right? So I just want you all to hear that. But Andrew, I just want you to know, first off, man, I'm so proud of you, of like all the hard work you did, because again, you were one of those people who didn't have to get their hand held. You were the person who's like, hey, here's the stuff, go be successful. Let me know when you need the help. And man, you did it all on your own. I'm just so dang proud of you. But what do you think? This is the one thing I love about the course. And it's what I just had this talk with some students yesterday. It's not so much teaching you guys even how to break into medical device sales, because we do that. That's easy, right? It's not just teaching you guys how to be successful once you're breaking into and you're in the medical device sales. Because let me just make this real clear for you all. If I just got them all hired and they sucked, guess what they're going to say about my program? That we suck, A, and B, it doesn't help you guys. And I'm losing at my mission of helping you guys be successful to go help other people to then save more lives, to then hit quota, to then make more money, to save your family's lives and help your family income. And then you'll probably go bless other people. That's my goal and mission with all this. So putting it all out there for that. But the reason I love this course is I watch our people develop. You know, like I've been a strength and conditioning coach. I was a personal trainer. It's the person, the Andrew I met 6 months ago is not the same Andrew I'm talking to today and won't be the same Andrew in 5 months from now, right? And so what do you feel over this time was the biggest growth for you, whether it was in the course, outside of the course? Because again, going through this process, I just had a talk with one of our students yesterday. He's like, I knew I should have got it in a minute. And I'm like, hey, you shouldn't, because you're being a little too emotional right now because you did A, B, and C. You're not ready to take a job for $150,000 right now. And he's like, you're right. I'm like, I know. Because you have to step into it. Hence one, some of the things we're teaching you guys. So what do you think was one of the biggest things for you over the last couple months for you to develop into who you are right now?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, two things come to my mind when you ask a question like that. I mean, first and foremost, just the serious nature of everything. Obviously, like right now, I'm pretty like as straightforward as you can be, but I mean, I'm a 23-year-old college football player. I like to like have fun and joke around and stuff like that. But the serious nature of what this industry is, and when you ask a question, like they want an answer, and they want a direct answer that's very informational. And that's, I mean, it's cutthroat because there's someone on the end of the line, whether it be a doctor or a patient, then that's very important. And so having that and like knowing that and knowing that, you know, it's people's lives at stake, that's something that the course definitely taught me, just because, you know, it's not just like a question that they're asking you, like whether it be an interview or whether it be a networking call. They're not just asking you a question just to see A, if you know the answer, or B, if you could figure it out. They're asking it for a variety of reasons, and you have to be very punctual with the way that you respond to things. And that's something that was definitely huge for me and growing wise, in terms of like trying to figure out like what people are trying to ask when they're asking me a question, whether it be in the interviews or in networking and stuff like that. And then the other one, as you had mentioned before, when you just, I mean, mentioning money and everything, being 23 years old and seeing people start out with different salaries and everything, you know, very recent on a networking call, and very recently on one of the office hours for you, you stated, you know, you guys are worth the amount of money that you're interviewing for. And when you're starting out for a certain job and you're hearing like numbers and you're seeing numbers, and maybe you're seeing your friends in college and you're seeing them come out with X, Y, and Z salaries, whether you might be jealous of them or you're completely like, oh my gosh. You know, knowing the range and knowing that, you know, this is something that if you work hard, you're going to get rewarded for. And like, this is something that is like, you're worth it. And that's just something that encouragement comes up all the time in the course, because everyone comes from such different backgrounds. And you get reinforced all the time in terms of like, you know, what you do say, the X's and O's, and making sure that you're doing everything right. But just knowing that this process is worth it, you're worth it, and you're worth the amount of money that you're eventually going to make. And that goal that you have in mind, like you're going to crush that, and you're worth that, you know? So those for me, it's super motivating. And those were honestly the biggest areas for growth for me.
I love that, man. And amen to that, because it's the truth. And it's why I just continue to encourage you guys and go in this, because I just want you all to know, I just made a post and it went, it's got a lot of likes and people are liking it on LinkedIn. So it's been fun, but it's like, it goes back to, I've been told my whole life what I'll never complete. I'll never accomplish. I'll never play basketball. I'm not tall enough. I'm not fast enough. I can't shoot. Whatever it was, did it, right? Like, I've been told my whole life what I'll never accomplish. And what I'll just sit here and tell you guys is why I will always go back, why we do nonprofits, why we give scholarships, why we will always give back, is because it's about helping and blessing others. And I can just sit here and just hope you guys can always hear my heart. You're talking to the guy who had $66 to his name last year or 6 years ago. You're talking to a guy who still has family members who live off welfare, like direct family members. So for, don't you ever think for a second that I'm like, oh, this is all crazy, because I'm the same guy still seeing that. I'm the same guy who's like, oh, are we going to Goodwill, right? Like, there's certain things there in my life. And yeah, I've been blessed with our career and everything that we do. But I just want you all to know that you have to know you're worth it, because I can sit here and tell you guys, when I come from a household that never made more than $65,000, it's hard to break that. Because guess what? There's been times I have commission checks more than that. If you don't believe you're good enough to get a $60,000 commission check, you can't get it. If you don't believe you're worth a job for $70,000 to $80,000 to $100,000 to $150,000, you won't get it. Because what I just had this talk with one of our students yesterday, and it's what I just want to just preach to you guys real quick, is you will self-sabotage. If you won't even know that you're doing it, but if you don't think you're worth a $100,000 job because you're 22 years old, you will not get that job, because you will actually mess it up on purpose without even knowing you're doing it. I just had this talk with one of our students. He's frustrated. He's like, I should have won this job, all this stuff. And I said, you know, right between me and you, that you didn't step into this and you probably didn't even want the job at first, because you had probably thought about what you were making and that you're coming in. And he's like, how'd you know? I literally thought the day before I had cold feet and didn't know if I wanted to take the job. And guess what? That's why he didn't get hired. Because you can't go interview at 110% when you're already having those thoughts. And we have to help with that. But the reason I'm just saying that, thank you for saying that, Andrew, and I'm proud that it helped you. But like, that's what this is all about, man. And so it's about helping others and helping you guys see believing. Because I literally just actually this morning, I had a guy take me to coffee when I couldn't afford coffee. He was a millionaire. And he spent the time to tell me how good I was going to be, that I had the opportunity to go make an impact. And I got to send him a text, because I was praying this morning and I just was like, sent him a text this morning. I was like, hey, you don't know the impact you actually had on my life. Because to have a millionaire tell a kid who couldn't even buy coffee to have a family that can't afford a car or whatever it is, you gave me the hope and you gave me the dream to be like, I can do that. And man, I can sit here and tell you guys, short 3 to 5 years later, man, life's a lot different now. So what I just want you all to hear that it's like, I will just say this one last thing and then I have a big question for you, Andrew. But like the one thing I just want you all to know, this is so much more to me. Our course, our program, New to Medical Device Sales, is so much more than just breaking you into medical device sales. That's why we can be so passionate. I can be so like, I know this is going to change your life because I know what we're teaching you guys. You never made $150,000, $300,000. Yeah, we can help you with that. Because guess what? I came from a place where $300,000 would take 4 years, 5 years, 8 years to ever make, right? You got to believe it first. And so that's what I'll just say here is my program and our program and New to Medical Device Sales is never about just like, oh, here, get us and let's just get you a job and get you out. It's not. It's about, it's why we only take a select few of human beings. Because as you can see, someone like Andrew, who's a great human being, an awesome dude. And it's like, how can we continue to help and bless their lives? Because guess what? The best part of this is what is Andrew going to go do? Go bless others. And that's what this is all about. So I just wanted to put that out there. I'm so glad that you got that value from that, Andrew. But I just wanted to say the question we always end with, if somebody's going to reach out to you, no matter if they're a 22-year-old, 21-year-old college student to a 45-year-old former football player, right, or a college athlete or whoever they are, what's the advice that you would give them?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, anyone can reach out to me. It doesn't matter what their background is. I'll try and be as relatable as possible no matter what. But you know what? My advice is always just go for it. Exhaust all your resources and just believe in yourself. I mean, like we just discussed, like that's huge. Believing in yourself and just acting like you're on the path and have already crushed the goals you've made. It's going to change the way you make decisions and it's going to change the way that you work. And if you just start acting like that, things are going to start falling in place because you're going to undoubtedly work so hard that, you know what, there's no choice, but everything's going to fall in your direction in some way. And don't be afraid to ask for help along the way too. Those are ultimately, I mean, everyone has helped me to get here. Jacob's one of them, and having all the resources and the community of the course is huge, and everyone's helped in so many different ways. And that's ultimately my advice, and I'd be happy to help anybody else too.
I'm so proud of you, man. Cause just so you know, that's some of the best advice we've ever got on here. But like I gave similar advice to a guy yesterday. And the reason I'm saying that, going back to how I know you're going to be so dang successful, man, you're so young and you're so wise, because guys, what Andrew just said is, here's the reality. As I've gone through this journey, I've watched a lot of millionaires. I've watched a lot of successful. And again, when I say success, that I've just been looking at like that's a financial, but that doesn't mean they're a successful human. So let me just make that real clear. But like, if you're looking at the financial success, you know, I've studied a lot of them, and what they talk about is visualization, because you can't get something if you're in the lack of. You have to actually believe it. And I can sit here and tell you guys, everything I've achieved, I actually stepped into before I ever had it. And I believed it. And what Andrew says is because you actually start acting like it. And so what I just had to talk with one of our students, I said, hey man, I want you to think about the man you've always wanted to be and start being that man. At 23 years old, I knew I was going to be different. I wasn't going to be like the other 28-year-olds who are just trying to go to Old Town on the weekends, buy bottle services, drive a Ferrari. And that wasn't me. I never wanted to be. I was like, I'm going to be a good man, and this is the man I want to be, and I'm going to start acting. Even though I'm 23 or 25, I'm not there yet, but I'm going to start acting like it. You start stepping into it, you'll change your life. Let me just sit here and tell you guys, you step into, you want to make a certain amount of money, you want to do a certain amount of goals. If you step into it and visualize that it's already happened, I promise you it will happen. But here's the thing, you got to believe it. Because let me just tell you guys, there's a crazy moment in my life when, again, you're talking to a kid who had, I lived off 30 bucks a week. I had certain goals of like 100 grand a year one day, right? And then I was just like that. But I can sit here and tell you guys, you want to know when I actually started making it, is when I actually started telling people that and I believed it. Because at first you start saying, I'm going to make 100 grand a year, and you feel like a liar, because it's so far away. But then I started saying it enough. And then I was like, I am. And then bam, I made way more than that, right? The reason I'm just telling you guys is you have to step into it before it actually happens, because it, going back to, if you don't, you'll self-sabotage, you won't think you're good enough, whatever it is. And so that was such amazing advice by you, Andrew. It's why you're going to do so good, man. It's just, you guys have to step in. I want you to start visualizing every single morning, because your brain is literally like a computer and it will start doing things on what you focus on. So if you focus on a lack of what you don't have, why you won't ever make it, you'll always stay there. But if you focus on what the goals are you're going to do, everything that you want to accomplish, the life that you want to live, the house you want to live in, the car you want to, whatever it is, all that stuff, you will step into it. It will happen. And the last thing I will say on that is it will never look like what you thought it would. In that process, you will accomplish it. But I can sit here and tell you guys, the 24-year-old who was like, this is what I want to do and how I'm going to do it. I wasn't in med device sales at that point. I thought I was still going to be doing fitness, right? So it's never going to look, but you just, if it comes onto your heart and you want a certain thing, you just work towards it and just be better to people than they treat you at all times. Just be a good person. So I just want to say that. But Andrew, I just want to say thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I know you're a busy dude, and I just want you to know, again, from the bottom of my heart, man, I am so dang proud of you. This is only the beginning. I know you're going to go make such a big impact in medical device sales, but also just on this world. You have such a bright future, and I just can't wait to watch you just crush all your goals.
Thank you so much for having me, and obviously being there for me throughout the whole process, giving all the million resources that you give. And I mean, obviously all the thank yous for the future, because I know we'll obviously be in contact forever. Yeah. No, thank you now, and thank you in the future, and thank you for everything, man.
No, of course, man. And everybody, if you guys can press that like and subscribe button, it helps us grow this channel. A 5-star review would help us grow. If you guys are serious about breaking into medical device sales, whether you're a college senior or you're somebody who's been out for 20 years, we've been able to help everybody. Our average person in 2023 is breaking in about 8.2 weeks at $94,478 as of this recording in 2023. But if you guys are really serious, you can click the link below. We can schedule a time to talk. What I would just tell you is, if you guys are serious, make sure you are serious. You've done your research. Again, I've had a couple people do this. I'm not here just to have you schedule a call, just to talk or ask a couple questions. Like Andrew said, I put out thousands of hours of free content like this podcast that you guys can go and listen to. So what I would just say is, if you guys do reach out, please be serious. Because again, we just take a select few of people, but we know the people that are going to come in. First off, we're going to change their life. But number two, we're going to get them to accomplish their goals. So if you guys would like, you can click the link below. But until next time, you guys keep chasing your dreams, keep going after it, and we'll see you on the next one. Peace.